Trumpism was an ugly and violent political movement that was always destined to die an ugly and violent death. A mere election loss was never going to be enough to kill the movement, regardless of how decisive that loss may have been. Donald Trump told us before the vote in 2016 that he was bigger than our elections. Of course he wouldn't agree to abide by the final decision. If he lost, it must be rigged. As I write this, there are 5 people dead following the riot at the U.S. Capitol, including Capitol Police Officer Brian D. Sicknick. He died fighting off those who months ago were undoubtedly proclaiming that blue lives matter. I would like to think that's enough bloodletting to finally kill Trumpism, but we know that his most deranged supporters have more violent criminal acts planned for the days ahead. Among those eager for more violence is Otero County Commissioner Cooey Griffin, who joined with the trespassers and fantasized in an online video about blood running out of that building. He explained to Albuquerque Journal reporter Elsie Kaplan that his comment shouldn't be seen as a threat, but rather as a warning. "I look at myself more as Paul Revere," he said. Does that make the 81 million Americans who voted for Joe Biden all redcoats? There were 74 million Americans who voted for Trump, which means that group must include a lot of good, kind people who were, and still are, happy with the tax cuts, deregulation, and friendly Supreme Court justices. But that was always a bargain with the devil. The Republican Party will survive, but it needs new leadership. Even today, its top officials are still perpetuating the big lie that the election was stolen. When order was restored and the vote was finally taken in the wee hours of the morning, Representative Yvette Harrell sided with the rioters. Some are lying to boost fundraising. Some, like Steve Pierce, for political reasons, hoping to get more restrictive voter laws passed in the future. The motive really doesn't matter at this point. They have convinced millions of Americans that their deepest, darkest suspicions are true. Their vote doesn't count. The system is rigged. And if you can't achieve change at the ballot box, there really is only one alternative. The challenge for Biden will be to reach out to responsible Trump voters and assure them that they will still have a voice in our government, and then follow through with that assurance. Trump voters have an important perspective that needs to be valued, but not all of them. Those who are fantasizing about blood flowing from the U.S. Capitol don't get to participate, not until they get help. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.